Volume 50, Number 8 of the Friend Magazine for August 2020. Contents. Stories and features. From the First Presidency, Happiness and Obedience, President Russell M. Nelson. As Different as Pythons and Peacocks. My Family Night Fun. Bright Idea. Choosing the Channel. Hello from Malaysia. The Mooncake Festival. Meet the Apostles, Elder Ronald A. Rasband. Sirens and Scriptures. Growing with Good Goals. Friend to Friend. How Do You Spell Honesty? By Elder Timothy J. Dykes. Show and Tell. Matt and Mandy. Stop and Flip. For Older Kids. For Older Kids. The Best Slingshot in Jamaica. Family History in 5 Senses. Food and Fun. Quiet is Okay. What's on Your Mind? Music. We'll Bring the World His Truth. Things to Make and Do. Fun Stuff, Stripling Warrior Challenge. Fun Stuff, Find It. A Strong Foundation. Friend Junior, Come Follow Me for Little Ones. Hi, Friends. Jalen Helps His Sister. Find the Crayons. Scripture Stories, The Stripling Warriors. Coloring Page, and Maddie's Courage. End of Contents. Read by Wes Nelson. Friends by Mail. Blindfold Path. Tamani E., age 10, from Lancashire, England, said, I used the ideas from My Family Night Fun from January 2020 and enjoyed attaching string across the room as an iron rod and learning about Lehi's dream. Moving on. Thomas K., age 10, from Utah, USA, said, I have been thinking about how I am getting older and will soon be reading the new era. I have had such a good experience with the friend. Boats Afloat. Colin and Mia H., ages 7 and 9, from Arizona, USA, said, Our family had fun making boats to learn about Nephi. We acted out the scripture story of Nephi building a boat and sang Nephi's Courage. Standard Search. Can you find a story about someone deciding only to watch good TV shows? Bonus Challenge. Memorize this month's standard. I will read, watch, and listen only to things that are pleasing to Heavenly Father. Children's Guidebook, page 63. Was there a story or activity this month that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 39 to find out how. Dear friends, sometimes it takes a lot of courage to choose the right, especially when a friend asks you to choose something else. On page 10, you can read about a girl who made a choice like that. This month, you'll also learn about Captain Moroni, the army of Helaman, and others who bravely followed Jesus Christ. Write and tell us about how you're trying to follow Jesus and choose the right. Stand strong, the friend. End of this month's Friends by Mail, read by Wes Nelson.
From the First Presidency, Happiness and Obedience, by President Russell M. Nelson. You are a child of God. God gives us commandments to bless us and bring us joy. Sometimes people pick which commandments they will keep and which ones they won't. Trying to obey all of God's commandments will bless you with light and joy, help you be free from harmful habits, protect your body, protect your spirit. Remember, God and His angels are always there to help you. Adapted from Face the Future with Faith, Ensign, May 2011, pages 34 through 36. End of the article, From the First Presidency, Happiness and Obedience, by President Russell M. Nelson, read by Van Farnworth.
As Different as Pythons and Peacocks, by Sheila Kindred, based on a true story. How many animals can you count in this story? Every star is different. And so is every child. Children's Songbook, pages 142 through 143.
Beat it to the gift shop,
Andrea said, running as fast as a cheetah past her older brother Michael. They were exploring the zoo with their parents. It was one of their favorite places, but for different reasons. Michael was fascinated by reptiles like lizards, snakes, and crocodiles. Andrea was amazed by colorful birds like parrots and toucans. She especially loved flamingos because pink was her favorite color. As they got close to the shop, Michael put on a burst of speed like a gazelle. He got to the shop first and held the door open.
"You're as slow as a sloth,"
he said with a smile.
"But fierce as a lion,"
Andrea growled as they walked inside. Michael knew exactly what he wanted to buy. He went straight to the reptile area and picked up a book called Awesome Facts About Alligators. With the money he had earned this summer, he would have just enough to buy it. He was about to head to the cashier when Andrea called his name. She was in a section that looked like a giant princess party.
"Come here,"
Andrea said, excited as a chimpanzee.
"I want to show you something."
Michael shook his head.
"No way. I'd rather stay with the reptiles."
"Please, just for a second. I need your help."
With a sigh, Michael walked across the aisle. He felt like a goldfish out of water, surrounded by the fluffy feather boas and sparkly jewelry.
"That's what I want to buy,"
Andrea said, pointing to a book on a high shelf out of her reach.
"Can you get it down for me?"
Michael stretched tall like a giraffe and grabbed the book. It was full of stickers of people in fancy ballroom costumes.
"Why do you want that? It doesn't have anything to do with the zoo."
Andrea flipped open the book.
"It has a page with animals. See? Unicorns."
Michael rolled his eyes. Of course his sister would pick the one book at the zoo with the pretend animals in it. Then he noticed the price.
"Do you even have enough money?"
When Andrea saw the price tag, her eyes got wide like an owl, and her smile disappeared.
"Sorry, sis. Maybe you can find something that costs less."
"But this is the only thing I wanted,"
Andrea said.
"Oh, well."
She handed the book to Michael so he could put it back. Then she tried to smile again.
"What did you find?"
Michael looked at the two books in his hands. Then he made a decision.
"Nothing,"
he said.
"That is, nothing I need right now. Wait here for a second."
Quick as a rabbit, Michael returned his book to the reptile section. When he got back to Andrea, he handed her the sticker book she wanted, along with some of his money.
"Here. Now you should have enough to buy it."
Andrea looked as confused as a chameleon on a rainbow.
"But why would you spend your money on that?"
"Because it's important to you,"
Michael said.
"We might be as different as a python and a peacock, but that's okay. God still wants us to show love to each other."
Andrea gave him a big bear hug.
"Thank you so much. You can use the stickers whenever you want."
"Well, they're not really my style. But it might be fun."
Then they walked to the cashier together, as happy as two frogs in a pond. Sidebar. President M. Russell Ballard, acting president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Be kind to one another, despite our deepest differences.
End of the story, As Different as Pythons and Peacocks. Read by Jane Wise, Shannon Nelson, and Enzo Patello.
My Family Night Fun. These ideas go along with Come Follow Me for individuals and families each week. Fly Your Flag for Alma, chapters 43 through 52. Sing Home Can Be a Heaven on Earth, hymns number 298. Captain Moroni made a flag out of his coat to remind his army that they were fighting for their families, their faith, and their freedom. See Alma chapter 46, verse 12. This flag was called the Title of Liberty. Make your own flag. On a piece of paper, draw pictures of what's important to you and your family. Hang it up as a reminder. Stripling Warrior Challenge, for Alma chapters 53 through 63. Sing, We'll Bring the World His Truth, Children's Songbook, pages 172 and 173. Learn about the army of Helaman. You can read the story in Alma chapters 56 and 57 or on page FJ4. Now, use page 8 to do a stripling warrior challenge. What other challenges can you come up with? Blow that house down. For Helaman, chapters 1 through chapter 6. Sing The Wise Man and the Foolish Man, Children's Songbook, page 281. The prophet Helaman taught that we need to build our foundation on Jesus Christ. That way, when the storms of life come, we can stand strong. See Helaman chapter 5, verse 12. Now, build two different kinds of houses, one out of paper or cards, and the other with building blocks. Next, blow on both houses as hard as you can. Do both houses stand strong against the wind? How does building your life on Jesus Christ make you strong? Memory Quest, for Helaman chapters 7 through chapters 12. Sing Follow the Prophet, Children's Songbook, pages 110 and 111. Sometimes the Nephites forgot to remember the Lord and obey His commandments. See Helaman chapter 12, verse 5. How does remembering Jesus help you do what's right? Now, play a game about remembering. Put 10 objects in a pile. Have one person look at the pile and try to remember all the objects, and then leave the room. Have several people take away one object from the pile. When the person comes back, they guess what's missing. Treat me. Potato chips. Peel and cut several potatoes into thin slices. Toss with oil. Arrange slices on a greased baking sheet. Sprinkle with dried rosemary, salt, and paprika. Bake at 400 degrees Fahrenheit, 200 degrees Celsius, for 20 to 25 minutes. PB&J Sushi Rolls. Remove crusts from a slice of bread and roll it flat with a rolling pin or cup. Spread with peanut butter or other nut butter and jelly and roll tightly. Cut into 2-inch, 5-centimeter pieces and enjoy. Ice Cream Cookie Pie. Crush 20 chocolate sandwich cookies into crumbs. Mix crumbs with 3/4 stick melted butter and press into the bottom of a pie dish. Spread 1 1/2 quarts, 1.4 liters, softened ice cream on top. Then drizzle with 1 cup melted chocolate. Freeze pie for 4 hours. End of My Family Night Fun. Read by Van Farnworth.
Fun Stuff. Stripling Warrior Challenge. The Stripling Warriors kept their bodies and spirits strong. Take this challenge to be strong like them. Set this page on the floor. Close your eyes and drop a pebble or a button onto the page. Then do the challenge for the box it lands closest to. Do 5 push-ups or clap your hands 5 times. Say one thing you are grateful for. Jump in the air or stretch your hands above your head 3 times. Say one thing you believe. See Alma 57, verses 26 and 27. Walk uprightly like the stripling warriors did. See Alma 53, verse 21. As you march around the room, sing the chorus of We'll Bring the World His Truth, pages 12 through 13. Say one thing a parent or primary leader taught you. See Alma chapter 56, verses 47 through 48. Read this quote. Like Helaman's 2,000 stripling warriors, you are also the spirit sons and daughters of God, and you too can be endowed with power to build up and defend His kingdom. President M. Russell Ballard, acting president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, The Greatest Generation of Missionaries, Ensign, November 2002, page 47. End of Stripling Warrior Challenge. Read by Miles McClellan.
Choosing the Channel by Shannon Tuttle Lechte, based on a true story. God will protect you, then do what is right. Hymn number 237. I saw the funniest show yesterday. You should check it out. Then maybe we could watch it together sometime, Brooke said. Camille loved chatting with her best friend while they walked home from school together. She loved how much they had in common.
Sounds great.
Camille waved goodbye and walked in her front door. After Camille finished her homework, she turned on the TV and found the right show. It would be so fun to talk about it with Brooke tomorrow. The show was funny. The characters did silly things and told jokes. Camille laughed a lot. But not everything they said was funny. They said some words that made Camille feel like there were frogs hopping in her stomach. They weren't good words.
What should I do?
Camille knew these words were not nice. But she wanted to know how the show ended. What would she say if Brooke asked her about it tomorrow? With a sigh, Camille turned off the TV. After Mom got home, Camille helped her set the table for dinner.
How was school?
Mom asked. Camille put out the forks and spoons.
It was really good, except Brooke told me about a show to watch. I started watching it, but it had bad words in it. I didn't feel good about it, so I turned it off.
It sounds like you made a very good choice.
But Brooke wants to watch it together. We're best friends. We like the same music, the same ice cream, the same books.
Mom set a dish of pasta on the table.
True, but that doesn't mean you have to do all of the same things, especially if it's something you don't feel good about. It's okay to make different choices than a friend does.
What do you mean?
Well, we choose to avoid bad words so that we can feel the Holy Ghost. But not everyone has the same standards as we do. That doesn't make them bad people.
Camille was still worried about what would happen when Brooke asked her about the show. They talked about everything. What if Brooke thought she was being a baby? Or worse, what if she didn't want to be friends anymore? Camille said a prayer before going to sleep.
Heavenly Father, please help me talk to Brooke tomorrow. Please help me be brave.
Camille climbed into bed and hoped that things would be okay at school. Camille! Brooke yelled across the playground. She ran through the grass to meet Camille. What'd you think of the show? Wasn't it funny? Camille took a deep breath.
I actually didn't watch much of it.
Brooke looked confused. Why not? Camille thought for a second. Should she just say she'd been busy? What was Brooke going to say?
Well, I didn't watch it because they said words I didn't like. I didn't feel good watching it.
Oh, Brooke said quietly. Then she said, That's okay. We don't have to watch it together. We can find a show that we both like or do something else together.
Okay.
Camille smiled. Then the two friends walked to class together, talking and laughing the whole time. The author lives in Utah, USA. You can choose the right, even if others don't. Heavenly Father will help you be strong. End of Choosing the Channel. Read by Rena Nelson, Shannon Nelson, and Kara McClellan.
Hello from Malaysia. Hi, we're Marco and Paulo, and this month we're visiting Malaysia. Malaysia is a beautiful country in Southeast Asia. There are about 10,000 members of the church and 33 branches in Malaysia. The church there is small but strong. Keluarga means family in Malay. Durian is the strongest smelling fruit in the world. Many people in Malaysia love this creamy fruit. It's used to make candy, ice cream, and other treats. In Malaysia, people believe in many different religions, including Islam, Buddhism, and Christianity. These colorful steps lead up to the Batu Caves, and a famous Hindu temple is inside.
Families in Malaysia like to go out to eat together. People can buy street food all day and night. These primary children are sitting in front of a church sign in Malay and Chinese. People in Malaysia speak many languages. At church, members help translate so everyone can understand. More than half of Malaysia is covered in tropical forests. It's home to amazing animals like the Malayan tiger and the proboscis monkey. Meet some of our friends from Malaysia.
God wants us to be kind and to keep the commandments. Annika C., age 7, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
My favorite article of faith is the fourth. We believe that the first principles and ordinances of the gospel are, first, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, second, repentance, third, baptism by immersion for the remission of sins, fourth, laying on of hands for the gift of the Holy Ghost. Leaf C, age 8, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
Are you from Malaysia? Write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for exploring with us. See you next time.
End of Hello from Malaysia. Read by Margo and Enzo Patello, Shannon Nelson, and Daniel McClellan.
The Mooncake Festival by Lori Fuller Sosa, Church Magazines, based on a true story. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. John chapter 14, verse 18. Don't run too far ahead, Dad called. It's getting dark and I don't want you to fall. Vincent stopped and turned around. But you're walking so slowly, I want to get to the festival before all the mooncakes are gone. They won't run out of mooncakes, Dad said as he and Mom caught up. At least, not until you get there. Vincent could hear drums beating as they got close to the park. Strings of colorful lanterns hung from the trees, lighting up the dark night. Families were eating on blankets, getting ready to watch the full moon together. Mom found an empty spot on the grass and laid down their blanket. She handed Vincent some coins to buy food. Thanks. Vincent couldn't wait to go exploring. He counted his coins as he walked. 20 ringgits. That was enough for a mooncake. But which kind did he want? Ham? Egg yolk? Durian? Finally, he picked one full of black sesame paste. He wandered from stall to stall as he ate, staring at all the different foods. Stacks of chicken on skewers, giant pots of spicy broth and noodles. Maybe he could use the last of his coins to buy shaved ice with ice cream. Pretty soon, he'd wandered into an area that didn't have as many lanterns. The darkness gave him an idea. I wonder how far I could walk with my eyes closed. He shut his eyes and took a step, then another, then his foot caught on something. He was falling. Ouch! His chin hit something sharp. It was a big metal drain cover. He reached up and touched his chin. He was bleeding. Dad! Mom! He called out. He hurried back toward the lanterns and someone helped him find his parents. We were getting worried, Mom said. Then she saw his face. We need to go to the hospital. Pretty soon, Vincent was sitting with Mom and Dad in the hospital waiting room. He was so scared. Was he going to be okay? He folded his arms tight and thought about Jesus. He and his family had been baptized a few months ago. The missionaries had said that Jesus could help him feel comfort. Jesus Christ will help me. Jesus Christ will help me, he thought over and over again. And soon, he did feel a little calmer. He knew the Holy Ghost was with him. Dad squeezed his hand. Everything will be okay, Mom said. Vincent nodded. He knew she was right. When the doctor came, she stitched up his chin. It hurt, but not too much. She told Vincent that he would probably have a scar, but that was fine with him. Whenever he saw it, he would remember mooncakes, the festival, and a time he felt comforted by Jesus and the Holy Ghost. End of the article, The Mooncake Festival, by Lori Fuller Sosa, Church Magazines, based on a true story. Read by Casey Wayman.
Meet the Apostles, Elder Ronald A. Rasband of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. He had some close friends growing up that he still keeps in touch with today. When he was 12, Elder Rasband found a job driving a tractor that picked up golf balls at a golf course. Elder Rasband's birthday is February the 6th. He turned 69 years old this year. He and his wife, Melanie, have 5 children and 27 grandchildren. He promised his mom that he would never break the word of wisdom. Do not forget, Heavenly Father knows and loves each of you, and he is always ready to help. Elder Ronald A. Rasband. Lest Thou Forget, Ensign, November 2016, page 113. End of the article, Meet the Apostles. Read by Dwayne Case.
Fun Stuff, Find It. Abina loves bringing friends to the library. She helps them find good books to read. Find 5 red books and 5 blue books. Then find the other objects. Look for a salad, a spatula, a glove, a bell, a domino, a straw, a toothbrush, a comb, a cup, the moon, a boat, a nail, a thimble, a ruler, and a broom. End of Find It, read by Sean Nelson.
Sirens and Scriptures by David Dixon, Church Magazines, based on a true story. It's a stormy night, and Trenise, Daniel, Jacob, and Lucy are playing card games with their grandma and grandpa. Trenise asks,
Grandpa, do you have any starfish?
No fish,
Grandpa says. Just then, a scary alarm sounds.
What's that sound?
Daniel asks. Grandma drops her cards.
Tornado warning. Everyone downstairs.
They all run downstairs to the basement and sit on the bunk beds by the radio. Grandpa switches the radio on to listen for the storm warnings. A voice fills the room.
Tornado approaching Clay County.
Isn't that by your house?
Trenise asks worriedly. Grandma smiles and answers.
Yes, honey, but we'll be all right. We've been through this before.
Grandma and Grandpa start handing out snacks and blankets.
Glad we have these supplies down here.
I think we should say a prayer.
They all kneel and pray while the tornado rages close outside. Trenise sees a Book of Mormon and picks it up.
Can we read the Book of Mormon together?
Of course. The wind did never cease to blow towards the Promised Land while they were upon the waters.
So the Jaredites went through a storm too. Reading the Book of Mormon helps me not feel so afraid.
The next day, after they were protected from the tornado, they all go outside and rejoice in Heavenly Father's protective care. Trenise hugs her grandma and grandpa and says,
Let's make sure to thank Heavenly Father that we're safe, just like the Jaredites.
You can read these scriptures in Ether, chapter 6, verses 8 and 12. End of Sirens and Scriptures. Read by Wes Nelson, Margot Patello, Daniel McClellan, Dave Shaw, Jane Wise, and Van Farnworth.
Growing with Good Goals. Children around the world are using the Children's Guidebook to try new things and grow like Jesus did. Jessica B., age 10, lives in Greater Accra, Ghana. She set a goal to make new friends and share the gospel with them. She puts a copy of The Friend in her school bag and reads the magazine at school. She shares it with her classmates and talks to them about the gospel. It makes me feel happy, Jessica says. Prophet M, age 12, lives in Greater Accra, Ghana. After learning to play the piano, he set a goal to teach others to play too. He invited people he knew to take piano classes taught by him and his friends. Now we have more than 50 students who are taking lessons. Prophet says 8 of those students have been baptized. End of the article, Growing with Good Goals. Read by David Shaw.
A Strong Foundation. Helaman taught that we need to build our foundation on Jesus Christ. See Helaman chapter 5, verse 12. That means doing things that will bring us closer to Him. When we do, we will be able to withstand hard things in life. Read the following scriptures on page 24. How does doing this make you strong and bring you closer to Christ? Reading the scriptures, see John chapter 5, verse 39. Praying, see Doctrine and Covenants, section 10, verse 5. Paying tithing, see Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. Being baptized, see 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 5. Loving others, see John chapter 13, verse 34. Repenting, see Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Living the word of wisdom, see Doctrine and Covenants, section 89, verses 18 through 20. Going to church, see Moroni chapter 6, verses 5 and 6. End of the article, A Strong Foundation, read by Duane Case.
Friend to Friend, How Do You Spell Honesty? By Elder Timothy J. Dykes of the 70. Do that which is honest. 2 Corinthians chapters 13, verse 7. When I was in sixth grade, I hadn't missed a spelling word all year long. If I kept getting perfect scores, I would receive an award for spelling at the end of the year. Our teacher, Mr. Caldwell, let us grade each other's papers. One day as we passed our spelling test back to each other, I saw that mine said 100% at the top. But then I noticed I had actually misspelled a word. I had practiced spelling that word correctly many times before, but this time I had spelled it wrong, and the person who graded my paper hadn't noticed.
"Well,"
Mr. Caldwell said,
"I see you got 100% again. You'll get the spelling award for sure."
I was tempted to stay quiet, but my parents had taught me to be honest, and I knew Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ would want me to be honest. So I said,
"Mr. Caldwell, you need to look at number 23.
"Oh, you did miss one word. That's too bad."
A few minutes later, Mr. Caldwell said,
"I'd like to talk with you for a minute."
He left someone else in charge and took me outside.
"Timmy, thank you for being honest. An award is nice, but honesty will bless your entire life."
And it has. That's why I encourage you to be honest in everything you do and say. Honesty quiz. Doing the right thing takes courage. Take this quiz to think about how you can be honest with yourself and others. Number one, you accidentally break your mom's phone. You, A, say your little brother broke it. B, don't say anything. Maybe she won't notice. C, tell your mom you broke it and ask how you can make it right. Question two, your friend is stealing candy from the store. You, A, grab some too and hope no one sees. B, don't take any, but eat some of the stolen candy your friend took. C, choose not to take any and encourage your friend to do the same. Question three, you get to school and you realize you forgot to finish your homework. You, A, lie to your teacher. B, copy off your friend's paper. They offered. C, tell your teacher the truth and make a better choice next time. Question four, you got in an argument with a friend and said something hurtful. You, A, tell your other friends mean things about her that aren't true. B, pretend like nothing happened. C, admit that what you said was wrong and tell her you're sorry. If you answered mostly A, your choices might be hurting you or others more than you think. Next time you are tempted to lie, steal, or cheat, be brave. Heavenly Father can help you have courage to do the right thing. Mostly B, you're not exactly lying or stealing, but you're not being fully honest either. These kinds of choices are still harmful. think about how you can be more honest in what you do and say. Mostly C, you're being honest. You're also setting a good example for others to follow. Keep it up. Heavenly Father is proud of your choices. End of article. How do you spell honesty? Read by Jean Nelson.
Show and tell. We listened to Jesus' parable of the sower and then planted sunflower seeds. It's not very hot or sunny where we live, so we were excited when the seeds pushed through the soil. The plants got taller and taller until they bloomed, just like the seeds in Jesus' story. Magnus K., Islay S., Lewis S., Sylvie K., Greta K., and Sybil S., ages 7, 9, 6, 1, 5, and 4. Renfrewshire, Scotland.
One day I hope to be a missionary so I can teach others about Heavenly Father's love. James B., age 7, Gauteng, South Africa. I was excited and nervous about becoming a deacon. When they announced the youth would be going to the temple for baptisms, I thought I would mess up, since it was my first time. But when we walked in, it was quiet and everyone was happy. I'm excited for the next temple trip. Willie C., age 12, Pennsylvania, USA.
We had to evacuate our home due to fires. I had just adopted my pet bunny, Honey. I was so happy to have her safe with me. Bailey T., age 10, California, USA. I helped clean up debris from flooding with other members of our stake. I will always remember this because it made me feel so good inside. I love to serve. Capri P., age 8, Nebraska, USA.
Someone showed me a bad video. That night, I couldn't get the video out of my head. I talked to my mom, and she told me to say a prayer to ask for help to forget it. Soon, I was able to fall asleep and not think of the video again. I'm thankful I can talk to my Heavenly Father whenever I need help. Boston B., age 10, Colorado, USA.
Grace M., age 6, from California, USA, said, I try to be like Jesus by loving, serving, and forgiving others.
I lost my brother's jacket when my family went on a walk. We prayed that Heavenly Father would help us find it. We felt that we should take the same walk again. We found his jacket. This helped me realize that everything in my life is important to Heavenly Father, and he is always ready to help me. Timothy M., age 8, Kyiv Oblast, Ukraine.
Other contributors to Show and Tell. Rebecca H., age 13, Indiana, USA. Peter J., age 6, Alabama, USA. Adeline T., age 8, Utah, USA. Samuel S., age 11, Minas Gerais, Brazil.
End of this month's Show and Tell. Read by Wes and Shannon Nelson and Miles McClellan. Matt and Mandy. In this month's Matt and Mandy, Mandy and Jasmine are playing outside on a hot summer day.
It's so hot today. Let me walk in your shadow for a minute,
says Mandy. Jasmine responds,
Okay, then we'll trade.
They laugh and take turns hiding behind each other's shadow as they walk down the street. Matt, riding by on his bike, watches them and thinks,
And Mandy thinks I do weird stuff.
Mandy and Jasmine sit in the shade of a big tree.
Ah, real shade at last. This is my favorite tree. I call it my remembering tree,
Mandy says.
Why is that?
Last summer I was under this tree reading the Book of Mormon and praying about it, and I got this peaceful feeling. I really felt it was true. I still read and pray, and when I remember what the Holy Ghost has already taught me, my faith gets stronger.
End of Matt and Mandy. Read by Chloe Patello, Wes Nelson, Shannon Nelson, and Miles McClellan.
The Best Slingshot in Jamaica by David Dixon, Church Magazines, based on a true story. Donovan aimed his slingshot at the empty soup can on the stump. He stretched back the slingshot's rubber tubing. What are you doing? His little sister Dana asked. Watch this, he said. Thwack! The rubber snapped back into place as Donovan let go, sending the small rock flying. Some leaves in a nearby tree rustled, but the tin can didn't move. Donovan stuffed the slingshot into his back pocket. He had missed. Again. Dana tilted her head to the side. What am I supposed to see? Nothing, Donovan said. Come on, let's go home. They started heading back to the house. Donovan kicked a stick out of his way. No matter how hard he tried, he couldn't seem to use Dad's slingshot right. And he loved that thing. He always liked using it when Dad was out of town working, like now. It helped him feel close to Dad when he couldn't see him. He pulled the slingshot from his pocket and spun it slowly in his hand. The rough bark had become smooth a long time ago. Dad had made the slingshot out of a strong tree branch and used it for years before giving it to Donovan. Dad had pointed at the soup can that day. When you focus, amazing things can happen. Donovan still remembered what happened next. Dad had aimed the slingshot and hit the soup can in one try. He made it look easy. Donovan really missed him. He was still thinking about Dad when he fell asleep that night. The next morning, Donovan carried his slingshot to his favorite patch of trees to try again. Focus, Donovan said as he stared at the can on the stump. He placed another small stone in the slingshot and pulled back. Dad keeps trying, even when things don't always work out, Donovan thought. Donovan tried to stop thinking about all the times he had missed before. He closed one eye, the way Dad taught him. He really focused. Donovan didn't look at anything else but the red soup can. Taking a deep breath, he let go. Thwack! Clunk! Donovan blinked in surprise as the can sailed off the stump. I did it, he said. Yes! Later that night, Donovan sat next to Mom after dinner. He held up the slingshot. I finally hit the can today, he said, grinning. Well done, Mom said. You know, I think this slingshot is my favorite thing in the whole world, Donovan said. Oh, Mom asked. Yep, because it helps me think about Dad and feel close to him. Mom smiled. I think he'll be happy to know you feel that way. And guess what? Dad will be home in only 3 days. You can show him your new skills. Donovan could hardly wait. That gives me an idea, he said. He ran to find Dana. He could teach her to use the slingshot the same way Dad had taught him. Hey, Dana, he said. Want to learn how to use the best slingshot in Jamaica? End of the story, The Best Slingshot in Jamaica, read by Scott Christopher.
Family History in 5 Senses. Did you read about Donovan's slingshot on page 32? What are some things that help you feel close to your family? Write or draw pictures about them. Touch. Find an object you can hold that's important to you or your family. Draw a picture of it. Draw a picture of it here. Sight. Think of a special memory and draw it. Now you can remember that time whenever you look at this page. Sound. Listen to a family member tell a story or share their testimony. Write it. Smell. What is your favorite thing to smell? Are there any smells that remind you of your family? Write about them. Taste. What food does your family like to eat together? Draw a picture or write down a recipe. You can upload your pictures and audio recordings to FamilySearch.org. End of Family History in 5 Senses. Read by Van Farnworth.
Food and fun. Sweet potato balls. Make this tasty Malaysian treat. Be sure to get an adult's help. You'll need 1 pound or 450 grams of white sweet potatoes, 3/4 cup of flour, 2 tablespoons of sugar, and 1/4 cup of white sesame seeds. Step 1. Boil the sweet potatoes in a pot of water until cooked through. Let the potatoes cool and remove the peels. Step 2. Smash the cooked sweet potatoes and mix with flour and sugar to make a dough. Add a spoonful of water if flour doesn't mix in. Step 3. Roll the dough into 1-inch or 2.5-centimeter balls. Roll the balls in sesame seeds. And step 4. Bake on a greased baking sheet at 350 degrees Fahrenheit or 180 degrees Celsius for 18 to 20 minutes until golden brown. Batu Seremban. Batu Seremban is a traditional Malaysian game. Get 6 small stones or other objects. To start, toss a stone into the air and pick up 1 stone from the ground before you catch the stone again. Then, toss a stone while picking up 2 stones. Keep going until you pick up all 5 stones while tossing a stone and catching it. If you miss, the next person gets to try. You can start trying again wherever you left off. End of this month's Food and Fun, read by Wes Nelson.
Quiet is Okay by Lucy Stevenson Ewell, Church Magazines, based on a true story. You're the only person who ever can be you. Children's Songbook, pages 142 through 143. Evie walked into the noisy gym and pulled her knee pads up over her knees. She was excited for volleyball camp, but also really nervous. She'd never been alone at a camp like this before. She hoped she would make friends soon. She looked around at the dozens of girls talking excitedly to each other. I wish I was more like Libby, she thought. Libby was her sister. She could talk to anyone and become good friends. But Evie was more quiet. At school, she usually liked to read her book instead of talking before class. She didn't mind working by herself on school projects. And when it was her birthday, she invited just a few friends to go skating instead of having a big party. The coach blew her whistle, and Evie jogged over to join the others for warm-ups. Evie felt a little awkward, but she tried to talk to a few of the girls. After hours of serving, passing, and playing get-to-know-you games, it was finally time for lunch. Evie brought her food to a round table and sat next to some other players. Everyone was talking loudly and singing in funny voices. Evie munched quietly on her carrot sticks. One of the older girls at the table noticed Evie being quiet. Hey! She put her hand on Evie's shoulder and shook it playfully. Be yourself! Just be crazy! Evie felt embarrassed. But what if I am being myself? She thought. What if I don't want to be crazy? Maybe there was something wrong with her. Everyone seemed to like the girls who were loud. At the end of the day, Evie was glad to see Mom's car pull up. How was it? Mom asked. Fun, Evie said as she climbed into her seat. And it had been fun. Sort of. Evie sighed. Tomorrow would be another day of camp, surrounded by people she didn't know. She would have to be brave all over again. Mom seemed to read her mind. I'm proud of you, she said. It's not easy going to a camp where you don't know anyone. Evie looked out of the window. I just wish I wasn't so quiet. There's nothing wrong with being quiet, Mom said. It will get easier as you get to know more people, but you don't have to change your personality. Being you is okay. Evie thought about that for the rest of the drive home. The next day, Evie was brave and talked to a few more people. She tried to think less about what others were thinking about her. Instead, she focused on playing her best and having fun. She worked hard on the drills and said kind things to the other players. She still felt like she was quieter than most of the others, but she started to feel more confident making new friends. On the last day of camp, everyone sat on the gym floor while the coach announced awards for each girl. Tasha got the award for the most improved serve. Mia got the award for most team spirit. And to Evie, the coach said, the Quiet Leader Award. Evie's eyes widened as she stood up to get her certificate. Everyone clapped. Sometimes we think leadership means being loud and telling people what to do, said the coach. But a good leader sets an example for others to follow. Thanks for working hard, Evie. Your actions speak louder than your words. Evie smiled as she walked back to her seat. Mom was right. Being quiet was okay. It was more than okay, actually. Sidebar by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Believe in yourself and believe in Heavenly Father. You are unique. You are irreplaceable. End of the story. Quiet is okay. Read by Jane Wise. What's on your mind?
My interests and personality aren't the same as some of my friends. Do I need to change? Insecure in Iligan City.
Dear Insecure, you are a one-of-a-kind child of heavenly parents, and you are loved. Heavenly Father created us all to be different. He gave us different talents and personalities so we can help each other and make the world better. We need all different kinds of people. Don't worry about comparing yourself to others. Instead, focus on trying to be more like Jesus Christ. He will help you become the best you that you can be. The Friend.
End of What's on Your Mind, read by Shannon Nelson and Jane Wise.
Come Follow Me for Little Ones. Here are some activity ideas for toddlers and young children that go along with each week's reading. For Alma chapters 43 through 52, Gospel Protection. Read Alma chapter 49, verse 28 together, and help your little ones say, "The gospel helps protect us." Cut out or draw pictures to represent parts of the gospel, like scriptures, a temple, etc. Tape them to a plastic lid, piece of cardboard, or pillow. Then use it as a shield. One person could throw crumpled balls of paper, while the other person blocks the attack. For Alma chapters 53 through 63, Be Brave and Trust God. Read Alma chapter 57, verse 27 together. You could also read the story of the stripling warriors on page FJ4. Then march together around the room like the stripling warriors. You could repeat the words, "I can be brave and trust God," or sing "Called to Serve," Children's Songbook, page 174 and 175, as you march. For Helaman chapters 1 through 6, "I can be strong." Read Helaman chapter 5, verse 12 together. And help your little one say, "Jesus Christ can help me be strong." Make two piles on a table, a pile of torn pieces of paper and a pile of small stones. Let your children try to blow the paper and stones away. Testify that Jesus is strong like the stones. He can help us be strong too. For Helaman chapter 7 through 12, "I will listen." Read Helaman chapter 11, verse 18 together and help your little one say, "I will listen to the prophets and apostles." Watch a short video of testimonies of the prophet and apostles at https://bit.ly/333rmkn. Teach your children the name of each person who speaks. When you see the prophet, help your children cup their hands around their ears to listen extra closely to what he has to say. End of this month's Come Follow Me for Little Ones, read by Wes Nelson.
Hi, friends. As friends, we read the entire Friend Junior together, Aubrey and Sophie, both age 4, Colorado, USA. We have daddy and daughter dates. I love my daddy. Lorelai, age 3, Queensland, Australia. I show love to others by giving hugs and kisses. Winston, age 3, Mississippi, USA. I paid my tithing for the first time. Kevin, age 4, Tucumán, Argentina. End of Hi Friends, read by Ocean Patella.
Jalen Helps His Sister by Haley Yancey.
Jalen shows Naya how to clean up their toys. Jalen shows Naya how to brush her teeth. Jalen shows Naya how to wash her hands. Jalen shows Naya how to listen to the scriptures. Jalen shows Naya how to pray. Jalen loves helping Naya. End of Jalen Helps His Sister, read by Sean Nelson.
Scripture Stories, The Stripling Warriors. The Book of Mormon tells about some young men who had to go to battle to protect their people and their families. They are called the Stripling Warriors. The word stripling means young. These young soldiers had never been in a battle before, but they had a good captain to lead them, and they remembered what their mothers had taught them. Their mothers had taught them to trust God, so the young men asked God to help them. They obeyed their captain, then they fought bravely. They won the battle. Some of them were hurt, but all of them lived. It was a miracle. See Come Follow Me for Alma, chapters 53 through 63. I can listen to the good things my parents and leaders teach. God will help me stand up for what is right. Read about this story in Alma, chapter 56 through 57. End of Scripture Stories, The Stripling Warriors. Read by Tess Hawkins.
Maddie's Courage by Casey N. Olson, based on a true story.
I don't want to go to school,
Maddie cried.
I'll miss you, and I'm scared.
Mommy hugged Maddie. I'll miss you too, but school is important. It helps you learn and grow. Maddie was sad. She wanted to stay home forever. Sometimes life takes courage. That means we have to be brave and do hard things, Mommy said.
What do you mean?
Maddie asked. Well, think about some of your favorite scripture stories, Mommy said. I bet Daniel was afraid of the lions, but Heavenly Father helped him. Maddie nodded. She liked that story. Or Esther, Mommy said. I bet she was scared to talk to the king, but she was still brave. Maddie knew that story, too. She helped Mommy name some other people in the scriptures who showed courage. Joseph Smith told the truth even when people didn't believe him. Nephi followed Jesus even when it was hard. You don't have to sail across an ocean like Nephi did, Mommy said. But you do have to go to school. And just like Heavenly Father helped all of those people, He will help you too. Maddie wiped her eyes. She wasn't crying anymore. Maybe we can color a picture together to help you remember you can be brave, Mommy said. Then you could take it with you to school. Maddie liked that idea. She still felt a little scared, but she knew Heavenly Father could help her be brave, just like He had helped Daniel, Esther, and Nephi. The author lives in Utah, USA. End of the story, Maddie's Courage. Read by Kara and Lydia McClellan.